So the creatures that you guys are currently dealing with are called Nonets. I believe we talked about them last time. It's been ages since we last played because John had to go get married and shit.
Whatever. Yeah. How you guys like my house?
It's nice.
It's nice. The sex dungeon in the basement is really cool.
You know, that was my personal touch.
Yeah, that was
and
good.
Also the sex barn.
And the sex bathroom.
Yeah.
Just surrounded by it.
A lot of sex. I know you just got married.
There's tons of it.
I think it's excessive still.
Can you guys leave for a little bit?
Well, your wife just left. What are you doing?
No, don't worry about it.
But anyway, these creatures. They are from the plane called the Maelstrom, which is the quite literal plane of chaos. And it got me thinking about like, oh man, all the planes in like, you know, like any TTRPG really are like really cool, just the way that like some of the physics, I guess, work, especially in a world of magic. My favorite, I don't know if it's still in second edition, but in first edition, the plane of good, which I guess was just heaven, there was a rule that if you got healed over your HP, you would just burst into dust.
Positive energy.
Positive energy plane. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, if you're missing 20 HP and then you got healed for 21, you would just go. And they're just like, oh shit.
There's a sick new spell in Secrets of Magic called positive attunement, and it's you literally attune your like being to the positive energy plane, and like for 5 rounds you just heal like 2d8 hit points at the end of every turn.
Yeah,
it's a really cool spell.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, that is badass.
That's awesome.
But I should tell you that the Nonets are they're small time in the Maelstrom.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, these creatures are I mean, they're not as small as the those worm things that you got, right. The void worms.
Mm-hmm. Void worms.
Yeah, those were just pests. These are
glad I used a fireball on those weak pathetic things.
Yeah, you know.
They probably wouldn't have even hurt us.
they had some interesting abilities. They were also protean, so they had some various neat abilities, but Nonets. I didn't expect the combat to go quite like this, but let's talk about the situation, because we also need to kind of recap ourselves here.
Ooh, yeah.
So, after you guys lowered Benson into the mine, into the quarry, he went over, miraculously avoided 2 attacks from the fucking dragon pillar.
Yeah.
yeah.
And he tipped it over, and it immediately pissed the Nonets off. Which I don't know if I've explained it yet, but I will explain it afterwards after the combat's done, because it's inconsequential ultimately. But yeah, they were real mad about that, so they attacked. One of them is on Benson right now. Benson is quite literally grappled by one on the second walkway. So he's 25 feet below you guys, and then the other Nonet dimension door. They both dimension doored.
Oh.
The other one dimension doored up in between the three of you, 4 if you count Vamir, and just started tearing you guys up. I think it hit Kezra super hard. Elkwood's not looking great, but ultimately the worst part is that Adalar took a crit and went down.
Yeah.
So you are at dying 2.
Dying 2. So when you go down by a crit, you go immediately to dying 2.
It's not hard to hit Adalar or Kezra hard.
We
basically get crit when a creature of our level.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah, what's your plan right now? I want to know. I mean, we've had like months to like mull this over, and I texted you guys and was like, I don't know what I said, but I was like, yeah, I just want to let you know these Nonets are nowhere near
said nowhere near death. And
yeah.
I'm like,
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I was under the impression that I could climb up the wall, but with climbing rules, it's virtually impossible for me to get up this combat without just getting shredded.
You'll just get grabbed again. Yeah. You basically need to fight this thing until we save you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to 1v1 one of them.
You also... I guess you can't see Adalar down anyway.
No, I can't.
No.
Like, here he's at the cliff.
You could easily make an assumption, too, that Adalar was healing you on the edge.
Yeah.
And then if you're grappled, so you're on the ground, and so you look up and you just don't see Adalar anymore, and you're like, oh, that sounds...
You heard the
gnash of...
Yeah.
And then you don't see
Adalar shrieking out.
Yeah.
So I'm basically trying to figure out right now if I just fight or I try to run past it.
But
yeah,
you're...
I mean, I'd say fight.
Yeah. at this point.
It's just going to grab you off of the wall.
Yeah, that's the issue. It could just keep
going.
Well,
no, I'm talking about running past it and running up the...
Yeah, but that would take...
That's going to take at least three rounds for me to get to.
Yeah, it's slow too.
Yeah, these things also are quite mobile.
Yeah, yeah.
I talked about this before we started, but I used Dimension Door to get to you guys, but I'm glad that I did and did not read the stat block correctly, because they also have flight.
Ugh. Yeah.
So like they could have just flew to you, which would be much more horrifying. I don't know. Dimension Door is pretty good.
Yeah, Dimension,
Dimension Door surprised us quite a bit.
I feel good about the game. That. Yeah. Any dice?
I mean, I think... yeah, you should just try to kite it around and survive as long
try
as you
to,
can.
Try to, yeah, because you trying to get up right now is going to cause...
Like, do everything you can to not take three hits from it, and just try to peck down at it and hope that we can get our shit together and save
you. I still have to break a grapple.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's no guarantees that you even get out of its mouth. Because
breaking a grapple, it's athletics check against its fortitude,
yep.
You see?
It's basically, yeah, it's basically...
That's doable.
It's like an unarmed... It's basically an unarmed...
No, it's absolutely doable for me, but... Yeah. I need every action I can to just attack this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he can still technically swing a sword.
Basically, we can't for these no nats. We can't have any no nat ones.
you were setting that up.
Do you want me to tag no nats when I release this episode?
Yes, please. Literally, you've just been saying no nat, no nat.
I would be surprised if he is. If someone hasn't tried to make a no net joke about the non nets,
so you mean this is the title of the episode already?
No net one.
No nets.
Now was Benson was under the effect of that young white dragon potion, right? So you have that cold breath, right?
Oh fuck! Yes. I forgot to tell you. Yeah, you used it.
It lasts for time. It's a recharge.
Yeah,
you have to roll a dice to see how many rounds.
I don't think you did a. Did you do a breath weapon?
I think he did do
one. I did
once.
Do one.
I don't
just
think
one,
you rolled to see how long.
Do you want me to roll another
D4? Roll a D4 now, just to see. And your turn is next, so just...
of course.
Four. All right, well, we'll worry about that in next episode when that comes around.
Okay.
I think you swing for more anyway, so...
I downed it the second they Dimension Doored on top of us.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, how about we just get into this?
Oh, boy.
Adalar took a nasty hit from one of these things. Let me reiterate what their bite, their jaw attack does. He went down from a crit with a bite attack that does 2d10 plus 8 piercing plus 1d6 chaotic, which is very good against a lawful cleric.
Yeah.
The Abadar himself was just like, ooh.
Yes.
Bummer.
Glad that wasn't me.
And in that moment when Adalar takes this massive crit, you know, his eyes roll back into his head and the scene changes. We just kind of zoom into his eyes and we see him with his mother again. And you see it's little Adalar and he's like, "Mommy, why don't I have any brothers and sisters like my friends?" And his mother looks down at him and's like, "Well, Adalar, you do have some family members scattered across Galarian, but they are walking different paths. Perhaps one day you will meet them." And then we just zoom back. Just right before he dies.
Well, he's not dead yet.
He's not dead yet.
He's not dead yet.
Don't count him out. I didn't say it was impossible.
Tim's already given up.
I've already given up.
Fuck this. No, you told me all about your backup character, but you gotta let Adalar live. You can't just give up on him. But next is Benson. Benson, it is your turn. Before you take your turn.
Oh, no.
I want to do a little flashback to earlier this day.
Oh, snap.
We see from a third-person perspective, you fighting the Charaka Butchers and the Charaka Warriors without your armor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was one deity that looks upon that quite favorably.
I have no idea what's going on right now. What?
Ayomide is standing there just watching this. Just nodding her head.
Oh.
And then she sees you in this scenario. and you just hear a voice in your head, and a glowing light seems to surround you for a second, and time has stopped. My child, bearer of the sword and shield, take my boon. Bring your friends. Purge this land of evil and the maelstrom creatures that seep from it. You will be receiving a moderate boon.
Oh, shit.
Myometa.
Cool. A moderate?
Tell me how badass it is for a paladin of Iomide to go toe-to-toe without his armor.
Yeah.
He was like, I might fucking die, but yeah. You know what?
Yeah, definitely.
Your heart beats with determined valor. Once, Iomide ends all negative effects affecting you.
Grapple.
As this thing has grappled you, all of a sudden there's just a flash of light, and this creature shoved from the back. Maelstrom just goes... And he like can't get it to you. He's like trying to bite onto you. She also restores all lost hit points.
What?
Replenishes your spells, focus points, and other daily resources.
He's John about to scream. He's it. About to scream.
Yeah, I'm about blow. To. I can 1v1 this thing now.
Oh my god.
Does she fully armor him too?
he had his armor on.
Yeah.
But she focused you on Adalar up top.
Okay.
Because he is dying.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's your turn. This Nonet's face is just straight up melting because of a divine shield that just snapped into existence for a second and then disappeared, and it's, like, covering its eyes. It's like, ah,
okay, Benson knows he cannot climb the wall without anyone's help. The rope is still attached to him.
Yeah, you can. It's an athletic check.
Yeah, 25 feet. It's not feasible. Fuck.
What's your bonus? What's your bonus to athletics?
Athletics?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Because I'm sure that Benson can make this.
Athletics plus 12.
Don't roll a natural one.
Okay. I'm gonna run.
What about its speed? Like, isn't it like quarter speed or something?
It's 5 feet on a success. It's 5 feet plus 5 feet for every 20 feet of movement speed you have. So, your movement speed is 25, the max you can do on a crit is 10 feet.
10. So that means you'd have to use all three actions, and you'd have to crit on two of those actions.
Yep.
To get up.
Hmm.
So it's basically,
don't know
do you
if that's
want to?
Worth it.
Yes. Do you want to spend your whole turn climbing up or not? That's what the decision is. I mean, you have the health, but yeah. Here's the thing: it's either you have to make it all the way up, but if you land somewhere in the middle, he's just gonna attack you and grab you again. So,
like, it's kind of a thing of, so now that you have all your HP back,
and all this,
you could like pull his attention away from everyone again.
I mean, you could roll well. Because it's once, you know, Jake hinted that it's not a hard athletics check.
No, so I just hit to roll an extra one.
Yeah, if you can crit it.
Okay. Benson wants to leap at this thing and destroy it and lay it low.
All right.
But his god pointed him in a direction. Mm. And at the scream of, Iomide! That clip.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Okay. He's going to leap up and attempt to get to Adalar, his fallen friend.
Oh,
and
wow.
The first athletics check. 16.
16 is a success.
Okay.
That was a roll over you.
What? That was a low roll.
Yeah.
Come on, need those crits. Need those crits.
15,
success.
Oh, that's a crit. So that's 29.
That definite crit.
Okay.
So you move up 20 feet.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're 5 feet away.
So you're 5 feet away. You are covered in mud as you're like trying to climb up this thing. And
also
mud
on full
just,
plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
exactly. Just I needed mud covered paladin.
I needed one of those low rolls to be a little higher.
Good.
Okay, but it's fine. It's fine.
Yep.
We'll be fine.
Next. We have Elkwood.
Okay. Elkwood, seeing the situation at this point, knows that he sees Kezra and just shouts in Orc, actually. Because, heal Adalar! And, like, runs... did we determine if these guys had combat...
attack of opportunity.
Attack of opportunity? I don't know if you did.
I don't believe they did, though.
People have been moving around them, though, so... And,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he wants to move... I was like, Adelar's unconscious body, is he flanking?
Please?
You can probably see Benson climbing up at this point.
Not from where I am. But no, what I'm really. Going
You're just beyond the lip of the cliff.
But so. What he's going to do is take a move action to move right here, because technically he can flank with Vemir.
Oh, yeah.
Fair.
And he is going to strike out with his Elvish curve blade.
Uh-huh.
And, 13 on the die. That is a 28 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay, so that would still roll. I'll just make the precision separately.
Do that separately.
Yeah, because I don't think they were immune. I thought they were resistant.
Just resistant.
Okay. Oh, no! Oh, God!
This is why we can't.
First die on the floor.
both dies on
both die on the floor.
Both die on the floor.
Both die on the floor.
Okay. Something dinosaur.
Yep.
Okay, this is the precision one. Okay, so 8, 9, 10. 13 points of damage and 5 precision.
Okay, not gonna worry about the precision.
Alright.
You said 13 though?
Yes.
Okay.
And he is going to strike out again. Ooh, that is only a 20 to hit.
Will not hit.
Damn it.
Okay. He is... Then Vemir is going to take 2 strikes.
All right.
That... Damn it, 20 to hit.
Miss, yeah.
And... Miss. Look.
Woo!
Oh, natural 20!
Woo!
Get those...
Okay.
Quit.
So I told Kelly because... Kelly, what happened this morning when you were getting ready?
Nah, I didn't bring the crit decks.
Yeah.
You guys weren't supposed to roll any 20s.
Well, no
20s I was hoping today. It wouldn't either, so I wouldn't have to make them up. How about this? You're using the Elven Curve Blade?
No, this was Vemir.
Oh, this striking. Is Vemir.
Yeah.
How about this? So, double damage.
Okay.
And I will have it make a reflex save against your. It's against the total, right? Is that what it is?
Hmm?
What's the save usually against? Well, on like the crit cards.
It's class DC.
Oh, it's class DC. Okay, so he'll make a reflex save. If he fails, he's blinded because birds like to go for the eyes.
I like that.
Okay, I'll take it. All right, so rolling the 2d8 separately. 11 right there. Precision, that's 5. So
I'm not going to worry about it.
So 6, so 11 plus strength, so 14, so 28 points of damage.
Ooh, okay.
Nice.
Is the precision not doubled?
Normally, yeah.
Normally it is, so that'd be 10 points
of
precision
okay, so
instead.
He will take some precision.
Sweet. Yep.
Good call.
I'll tell you.
No, I didn't even think about that. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. Natural 20 on the reflex save, so.
Okay.
Okay.
About it.
Makes sense with a creature that their anatomy moves all the time,
yes.
So I guess that makes sense. He is not looking good, though. That thing went right for his eyes.
Yeah.
You see that it's like flesh around, like.
Beautiful.
It's, around his face is just fucking shredded.
Beautiful.
Yes. Yes. All right, is that the end of your turn?
That would be the end of the turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kezra.
God,
I'll tell you, the nonet that is in between Vemir, Elkwood, and that just put Adelar down is struggling to stand up.
Oh, wow. That's kind of surprising.
Go for it. Come on.
What if Adelar critically fails his death save?
He dies.
Have a hero point.
I didn't think about that.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to be Skulked all over again.
Yes. save from Jake using a death effect on me, I should be okay.
Hey, everything you say, focus point. Oh, no.
Hero point.
God.
Kill this thing. I can't wait to be out of this stupid core.
Guys, we should take over this mine. I'm not stepping in another quarry ever.
I'm never even going below ground again.
I know, it's like, I can't wait to come back.
I died for this gold.
Well, you can mine it.
That's arsenic, gold, yeah, whatever.
You see Adelar, he has like a little helmet with a little candle light.
Yeah, yeah.
A little floodlight.
Yeah. Like, well, I'll see you guys back at the Breach Hill. I have some work to do.
He's just humming a tune.
Goon goes down there himself with a pickaxe.
Never comes up.
That's it. Until I get employees.
Kezra will run up to it. His claw surging with negative energy as he reaches out with a vampiric touch.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
So, basic fortitude save.
Basic fortitude save.
Oh, man.
3 on the die for a 21.
Fail.
Jesus. Oh, that's a fail. Man.
And this is a death effect.
Yes.
Really?
So if this creature gets reduced to 0 hit points, it does not go into dying. It dies. No.
Well, luckily, we don't going to do death saving those on creatures, but I still love it.
I mean, I think
everyone. You are. Oh, okay. As soon as I looked at it.
He's, so many ones.
Yeah, I saw some ones in there.
So that will be 16 damage. Okay.
16 points of damage.
Ain't bad.
This thing has shrugged off the mirror, and luckily its eyes are still there as it turns, and it just sees you go up, and you slash right through its face, and its protean body collapses into goo.
Beautiful.
It is dying.
Way.
Yes. And I get hit points.
Is it, there we go. Is it full or half of that?
It was full.
Whoa,
he failed.
16.
Whoa, dude, that character's just badass.
It's so good. Yeah.
66 damage, and you heal.
What?
That's heal all beautiful. Of it if it fails.
You gain temporary hit points equal to half the negative damage the target takes.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Damn. That's so good.
Whew.
So I get 10 hit points.
Wow.
With one non-et down.
Can you tell us how much it had left before that?
No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Adelar.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. I need to roll now.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay.
You will go before the nonet, so.
Come on.
Come on.
This is DC 12, right?
Just don't critically fail.
I go to dying 3.
No! Hey, it's not the worst case scenario.
No,
but it's on the table.
Yeah. He's still there. But you can, anyone that's up top, you can see him start to... Just. And you hear him say, "Mommy?" You know he's very, very close to death.
No, Adelaide's very formal. He'd say, "Mother."
Mother.
Mother.
Mother. He just starts singing Danzig.
It's the Nonet's turn. Nonet, with its face half melted off from the inheritor herself, is pissed.
Yep.
Oh, man.
You are how high up?
20 feet.
20 feet. This thing...
It's just fly.
Yeah, I know.
It does have some pretty good reach with its tail, which is what it's going to try to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it still needs to go up 5 feet, so it's just going to start hovering just, and go. It takes a little five-foot steppy in the air. And it is going to lash out with its tail to try to grab you. 16 on the die for 34.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a crit, though.
Damn.
Thank you, armor.
Yeah.
All right, it's going to be...
Wait, aren't you flat-footed while climbing?
Oh, yeah.
Would that be a crit?
That's a crit.
That's a crit.
Damn it, Tim!
Boo. All right, so 2d8 bludgeoning. Okay, that's not bad.
You got full HP.
32 bludgeoning.
Jesus.
And then let me do the d6 for the chaotic. 6 chaotic damage. And then it does have grab of the tail, but that requires an action. It's a free grab.
Mm-hmm.
Grab attempt? Okay. Oh man, I don't know if it does. Hold on. Where is its athletics? 19, I don't think would beat it, would it?
Now, Kel, monsters, plus grab, is it you just automatically grab or do you have to still roll?
Grab is you just grab them. You hit with the attack.
I thought that grab meant we had a free attempt to grab, not that it was an automatic grab.
Oh, that might be true.
Okay.
I can look it up.
What is it trying to beat?
So it's a 19, and it should be against your class DC.
For what?
No, sorry, for a grab attempt.
Would fortitude.
Be fortitude DC.
What's my fortitude DC?
10 plus your fortitude save.
That fails.
Fails. Nice. So it does not grab you.
That is actually huge.
Yep.
Also, the inheritor's healing was just completely wiped out by that crit.
effect. The monster automatically grabs a target.
Oh, wow.
Let me, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, because it's on a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, since it says,
let's say it says, Zombie Shambler is a good example. It says, like for the Zombie Shambler, for example, damage 1d6 plus 2, bludgeoning plus grab. And then people are saying, grab requirement. The monster's last action was a success with an attack that lists grab in its damage entry, or it has the creature grab using this action. Effect. The monster automatically grabs a target until the end of the monster's next turn. The creature is grabbed by whichever body part the monster attacked with, and that body part can't be used to strike creatures until the grab is ended.
Okay, that's fine. So it had to take it had to move.
Yep.
And then it had to, and then it reached out. So that was two actions. So the only thing it can do is constrict at that point?
Well, it uses its last action, I think, to automatically grab.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's an action to grab, but it is automatic.
Yes.
Understand. So, yes. So understood. So this thing floated up and just went whoosh and grabbed your leg.
Yes.
And now you are literally hanging on the wall while this thing is holding you down.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it simplified the grappling rules a lot by just having just automatically grab.
Yeah, auto grabs, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like them.
But it's until the end of your turn. It's not like indefinite, you know?
Okay.
Or end of your next turn, I'm sorry.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, not unless you attempt to re-grab.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, that was its turn. It does not want you to leave there, Benson.
Makes sense.
The turn comes to you. It's Benson's turn.
I'm going to try to break a grapple.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that's also the balancing thing, is it has to spend that action to get the free.
What was that?
Nat 20.
Woo!
Oh, okay.
Love it.
That was a fist pump, so yep. I was like, yeah. Yep.
You kick it in the face, then
nice.
It...
And I move up the next 5 feet. Sorry.
It's all good.
He's, 22.
That is a...
The crit?
Not a crit.
It doesn't matter. I only need to move 5 feet.
Yeah, he only needed to move 5 feet.
Oh, okay.
So now he's on the ledge.
Yay.
So I'm on the ledge, and I reach down, and I grab Adalar as the light of Iomide infuses his body, and you have 24 hit points.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, Iomide's better.
See, Abadar. There's a new god in town.
And then I lose all my cleric abilities.
He just shunts Adalar's abilities. Boom, get out of here.
I feel so weak.
if you renounce Abadar, do you all of a sudden just get taxed to hell?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
what fine is this?
Yes.
I was looking at the negative boons.
Using healing.
Yeah, like the negative boons for Adalar and like one of Abadar and like one of its like... You can't succeed any conversation.
Yeah.
Like people.
Oh,
so you're
yeah.
trying to like haggle, and you're like, yeah, yes. You can do this. And they're like, no.
Nope.
Nope.
No. And you're like, but no.
But
you're terrible.
All right. Wounded 3 and prone.
Oh boy.
But
you have plus 2 AC for your next turn.
Hey. That's good to know.
But I also like to think of Abadar's graces leave him, like his pockets just unearth and all of his gold just fills out everywhere. And he's just like, I need it back.
It's you guys never watched Spirited Away?
Yeah.
You remember the spoiler when No Face hands out all that gold, and then Baba Yaga's counting it, and then all of a sudden, like it just turns to dust.
Yeah,
she's like, ah.
Or anytime he tries to spend something, it'd be a counterfeit.
Yeah.
We don't accept this money.
I got this from the bank. It can't be counterfeit. Anyway, Elk, your turn.
Okay. So this thing is still down there.
Yep.
And it takes two actions to ready something, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. He is going to take a move action to go here. And I guess, would he be able to see this thing?
Oh, from the... Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at this point. Okay, so
yeah, it's 20 feet down floating in the air. So.
Yeah, but he can't reach it, obviously, right now.
Not right now.
He is... going to ready two actions. If this thing comes up, he's going to strike at it.
Okay.
And Vamir can't ready an action, I don't think, because he only has two actions.
He only has two.
But he is going to fly behind Elk.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, so he's readying.
After that, Kezra, your turn.
All right.
You better drag Adalar back.
cool. Well, as the Adalar gasp at life as Benton infuses him with his magic energy, and I will run to the edge of the cliff right next to Elk, and I will breathe lightning onto the creature down in the pit. This one has not been hit by lightning yet.
That's true.
I also like how we're all standing right next to the edge. It yeah. looks yeah. like we're about to pull out rifles and start shooting.
Firing squad.
Big, chaotic, creepy fish in a barrel. reflex save, sorry.
Oh, yeah, reflex save on my part. What's their reflex save? Hey, their reflex save is their middle save.
Get in at one.
Natural two.
Ooh. That has to be a fail.
That has to be a crit fail anyway.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
What's the total?
16.
That is a regular fail.
Regular fail.
Hmm. For 19 damage.
19 points of damage. Okay.
Nice. Beautiful.
Very good.
Okay. After that, let's go to top of the round, Adalar.
Top of the round, Adalar. Let's see. Can from my prone position, can I see over the edge?
I'd say you could. Yeah, you could. Okay, that's fine.
Cool.
You know, just turn over and
see that thing. You're like, oh!
No. You just perilously look down.
Yes. All right, so I look over the edge, and I'm like, you will pay for this chaos. Wounded three, barely alive, but Adalar reaches his hand down, and blazing gold light erupts from his fingertips as he tries to sear this creature.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so it's a spell attack roll.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Adalar, let's go. No, that's 17.
That missed, yeah.
And then he uses his last action to crawl away. this is how he rolls. He attacks and he crawls.
You threw it down all badass and you're like, no. Nope.
Bye.
Gotta step back from that ledge, my friend.
Oh, that's his turn.
Okay. Nonet's turn. It is going to go up another 5 feet and try to grab Benson once again.
Wait, makes sense.
Yep.
Wow, shit.
I'll tell you why he's got a. They have a vengeance against you after the combat.
Dude, you're just out of vengeance against everyone at this point.
Yep. I just think because he's lawful, and they can sense his lawfulness.
Well, you're lawful too, right?
Nope.
I'm lawful.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you not lawful?
Yeah.
But you are.
He has to be.
He has to be.
I'm about to say.
I think
I'm lawful.
You're lawful neutral.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I ain't good.
You're both lawful, though, so.
I mean, technically, I'm lawful too, but.
Yeah. Nonet. Takes another 5 foot steppy, and it is going to. No, you know what? Actually, it's going to fly.
I was about to say.
So it's going to fly sort of up and away. So it's going to stand about 15 feet away, just in the air.
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
And it's going to try to just grab Benson on the edge, and maybe throw him down like a kookaburra.
Gosh,
it can reach him from there.
15 foot reach with the tail.
Holy shit, that's a huge ass reach.
Long tail.
Yep. They didn't really have to use it because they dimensioned right to you guys. Right.
So he's still like, what, 10 feet in the air?
He's level with you guys right now.
Oh, okay. He's level. Yeah, sure. Damn.
Yep. Tail attack. Natural 20.
Oh,
damn it.
You need every bit of that boon from Adam.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
10 plus 8. So 18, 36 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh. And what's the crit effect?
Hold on. And then let me do chaotic damage. 4 points of chaotic damage.
Still up.
You're still up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you should be.
You are grabbed. It hasn't had a chance to pull you yet, so you're technically just grabbed from this thing, right? Even with its reach.
Okay, I'm very hurt.
You are grabbed. So, hold on. Since he's grabbed, does the Nonet pull him toward him, Or no?
Mm-hmm. No. He's grabbed at 15 feet.
Okay.
It can do that with his next action.
Yeah.
Well, no, it moved, attacked, and then grabbed.
Yes, yes.
It had to take the action to grab, so right. It hasn't...
So, the grab trait is an action?
Yes, it's an action.
But it's just for... But you get it automatically.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Yeah.
So that's okay. The trade-off. You have to spend an action to
all right, that's not too bad.
So, yeah. So the three of you are standing there, and this thing just goes... Whoosh, and you see this tail wrapped around Vince's neck, and he's just like... Work,
work. Help!
help! Your turn, Benson.
Okay.
Oh, I have a question. Are we not giving him a crit effect? We do crit cards for everything, right?
Yeah. We did.
All 20s.
Shit. Yeah.
Because with the grab thing, you're suffocating.
Okay.
You're suffocating.
Okay.
I'm going to attempt to break a grapple again. No.
Nope.
Oh, that means... your breath levels go down.
Yeah. But
yeah.
So I guess...
It does mean that, actually, because it's an attack.
Can I strike out at the tail?
Yeah, you can... I mean, and it would still go against its regular like AC and stuff like that.
This is at a minus five, because the first attempt to break out is an attack.
Yeah.
Yep.
What? Yeah.
Because you can attempt to break out three times.
Yeah.
Okay. But it gets the multiple attack penalty.
Lovely.
Because the base for escaping... It says it's an unarmed attack, but you can also use escape artist or athletics, but it's a map.
23
against...
AC.
Because it's grappled, does that mean it's flat-footed?
No, it's not. It does not grapple.
It doesn't.
It's not
okay.
Like 20.
Nope, so regular AC, it does not hit.
Huh. Great. I'll fucking swing again. Nope.
Okay. Oh, boy.
What's your constitution modifier? For Benson.
My con modifier is plus three.
Okay, so you have 8 number of rounds that you can hold your breath, but because you attacked, you lose 2, so you have 6 left.
3. The breakout attempt's also an attack.
Well, it says you reduce your remaining air by 1 at the end of each round of your turns, or 2 if you attacked or cast any spells that turn.
Okay.
And it says, but you also lose 1 round worth of air each time you are critically hit or critically fail a save against a damaging effect.
Okay.
If you speak, including casting spells with verbal components or activated items with command components, you lose all remaining air.
Hmm.
And then when you run out of air, you fall unconscious and start suffocating. We'll get to that when we get to that.
Yeah, he's fine at this point.
the suffocating hardly comes up until it's like minutes.
Until the music starts playing.
Yeah.
If he fails his saves.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Elk, your turn.
Okay, so if he's striking out this tail, can I hit the tail for damage as well?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I'm right there.
He's going to leave his tail just sitting there.
Yeah. There's a big wiggly little fish there.
Oh, wait, did you ready an action?
I did, but out of range.
Because
I don't have 10-foot reach. Gotcha. So, he's going to take a 5-foot 5-foot step. He's going to hunt prey with one action here at this guy, and he's going to try to free Benson by trying to cut this thing's tail off. Oh.
Oh no! What is that?
Oh my God! Another 20!
God damn!
Oh,
come on!
Oh, what a beast!
Oh, Elk is on fire!
With what dice was this? Oh, the dice away.
Hey.
Yep.
That's
also what I got my natural 20 on too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I just think they're just
dice away. Dice only roll 20s.
Yeah. If you only want to roll natural 20s, get dice away.
Okay. So he is going to. Oh fuck! Stupid damage. 14 regular damage doubled. And 14 precision damage that's doubled.
Okay.
Wow.
So I rolled absolutely garbage on 2d8. That's what happened.
But
I rolled a 7 on precision, so double that.
Okay, so and then okay.
So it's
It's not looking great.
Good.
Your crit is that you slice the tail off.
Yay!
Hey.
Whee!
So free from the suffocating.
Yep. So sweet. No more suffocating.
No more 15 foot.
No. Yeah. No. None of that.
Wow.
Okay. As you can imagine, I think he's gonna die next round. So.
Okay. And from that, Vamir is going to fly over.
He might die this round. Never mind.
I have to roll kind of high with him though to actually hit. So, and. Yeah, he missed.
Okay.
It was a 14 to hit.
You're like, you said, I need to roll high when you've just been rolling natural 20s.
Well, I need to roll high. Well, I have a plus 15 to hit, but Mira only has like a plus 11.
So. Oh, okay, yeah.
It's kind of garbage.
Okay, after Elk, Kezra, your turn.
Kezra forms a ball of flame in his hand and has produced flame, but also his eyes begin to glow and his body gets covered in scales as he casts True Strike.
Yeah.
For this produced flame.
Yeah. Come on.
So the better roll is a 26.
That will hit.
Okay.
All right. Where'd my D4s go?
They're all on the floor.
Three one.
Oh, man. God. That's so horrible.
It's a D4. It's always
kind of how this combat is felt.
Yeah. So seven damage.
Five. Seven damage.
Gross.
And this was what kind of damage?
Fire.
You did electricity the last time, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we will take that. Okay. Next is Adalar.
All right. Let me think. Do I have a clear shot at this guy, or does he get some sort of cover or something? Like a plus one to cover or something.
Yeah, plus. I mean, you're like right in between Elk's legs, or like just behind Elk's.
Oh, right. I'm still on the ground.
Yeah,
you're still on the ground. You're crawling.
You have not said you've gotten up
right,
yet.
That's right. Okay, so I guess okay. So with one action, he's gonna reach out and grab Benson's ankle.
Grab Elkwood's ball.
Oh. Oh my.
I had no idea, Adela.
All right, so
how they greet people from Chiliacs?
Turns out, yes.
Turns out Chiliacs is just grease.
Oh my God.
All right, so grabs Benson's ankle. Got a one-action heal coming your way.
Thank you.
Which pretty much max heals you, probably.
No, only 12 points of healing.
Not even close. But yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And then with his other two actions, he is going to conjure up gold coins as a divine lance. He's going to strike out against this chaotic being.
Man, I can't wait for this to miss.
The Nana says, no, I hate money. Money is too lawful for me.
Oh, you guys are going to eat your words.
Is this the first time?
That I've hit with Divine Lance. Oh, I've hit before.
Yeah, he's hit before. Yeah.
But what is it?
28 to hit.
That will hit.
Does it have weakness to lawful? I wonder if it has weakness to lawful.
That's what I'm wondering.
It sure does.
From the maelstrom, it has to have. It has to have weakness to lawful.
I said it says it hates money.
It hates money.
Get a load of this. So, taxes. Death and taxes.
The two things you can rely on.
Bureaucrats. I hate bureaucrats.
That is going to be 11 points of lawful Abadarian damage.
The gold coins fly through the air,
yes.
Puncturing this thing like a fucking machine gun. And this thing collapses to the ground in the mud, making a crater of just and guck.
Oh, beautiful.
And you have defeated the Junana.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
What a stressful combat.
Yeah.
I got a blessing from a god, and I went down to 20 hit points and two attacks.
Oh, my God.
To be fair, you did get crit twice.
Yes.
Like, it was, like, so...
My health went from 92 to 20 in 12 seconds.
Oh, gosh. You just see Adelaide just collapses on the ground.
Well, it seems that sometimes my role is only to protect you.
And it seems my role stays the same. To heal and to die.
Not today. And I'm going to help him stand up.
I felt so close to... I never felt so close to death before. That creature was
was everything that I am against. I felt it. It pierced the very fabric of my being.
Well, my friend, I admit that sometimes I find your preaching somewhat annoying, but I think the Inheritor has lashed me to you. Because I saw you fall from down there, and... well... you do not just have me as a friend now, you have me as your protector.
Well, that is quite comforting. You know, I've been thinking about our little exchange a couple days ago about hot-headedness and us not sticking together as a group, but and he kind of looks around everyone. I feel like this place has been a purifying fire for us. Burning away our impurities and refining our purpose. It's good. It's good to see us working together. If we weren't working together, we wouldn't have been able to survive this, that's for sure.
That's true. Well, Elk, Kezra, where are we headed now?
Kezra's like looking at Benson as like that, like, blessing glow just like starts to slowly fade away. Right. He's just like, what the hell happened?
Wait, is that what gods do?
Wait, what? I was sure you were dead, and there was just a flash, and I mean, dude, you look great.
You look great, you look sculpted. Cut.
You're
look
glowing,
cut.
I might think.
It's moisturizer.
I've been wondering what you do every night. What salve you keep in your bag.
I just steal my wife's moisturizer, it's great.
The gods make
Benson
it.
Benson has a wife, a house, a wife. What else are you keeping from us?
Thanks to the Inheritor's blessing, I'm hard to kill.
What are you all talking about? I see in like the as the glow fades. He's like, I see a glow, but what are you talking about, Kessera?
During the fight, it seemed as a blinding flash from the sky. It's almost like a glowing sword hit Benson, and there was a massive flash. And he just... he was renewed. I don't know what happened to him. I saw a flash, and he was climbing.
Kezra, I thought you knew who you traveled with. I'm the Blade of Iomide.
By the gods, you received a boon from Iomide herself. That is a blessing that very, very few... are able to get. Truly, I knew that you were special, Benson. During my daily preparations, Abadar has made it very clear that I am to keep you alive and to do what I can to protect you as well, but to see the gods intervene in this moment, in this place, our purpose is... this has never been clearer.
Have the ears of Abadar never heard the curse of the Black Benson?
The curse of the Black Benson.
That's what all the people that hate my house call me.
I'm going to roll a society to see if I've heard of the curse of the Black Benson. I'm a learned man. Maybe, you know, I feel like if there were any priests who would, like, gossip a lot, I feel like it'd be Abadarian priests. Because they're just like,
yeah, of course they would.
So much better than everyone else. For these fools.
He has, like, four castles.
All right. Only one vacation castle?
Only one vacation castle.
No, 14.
Nope.
Anybody who seeks to profit off of or wrong my house, that's what they call it. Because, well, I have a tendency to come after people.
Oh, well, that just makes sense. You're getting... they are just getting the... they're just punishment. Seems fair.
Hopefully now you can believe that you're on your right path. Your God seems to approve.
Yes, well, I've known I've always been pointing in this direction since we found the deed to the Citadel.
Yes. My lovely home. I cannot wait to get back to it.
Free real estate. All the plans that we have.
Oh, that hurts.
Free real estate.
I don't have a funnier moment than that point in our show. Anyway.
But where do we go next?
I want to see if there's anything down in that lake, but I want to get out of this cursed mine and find out. Find out more about these Cinder Claws. We must take them down.
I feel like I've been staring at this quarry for months.
what?
And months.
And months.
And months.
Amazing, it's only been like 3 days.
Yeah, you're right. It's very strange.
It feels like a lifetime.
So I guess compared to much of the other of the Mwangi, it's a scar on this land.
Indeed.
It's a blight. And like, actually, with these nonets, like, when they die, do they just...
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I know, like, demons, like, they turn ash.
Yeah, they
and,
turn
like,
to ash and stuff. I imagine that because these things, their protean anatomy, it, yeah. like, constantly shifts. I imagine that, like, as their body is failing, that, like, their immunity defense system is trying to, like, mold their skin back together.
Yeah,
but
it's just not.
Yeah, and so all of a sudden, like, the organs and skin start to, like, move, and then they just sort of settle down, and then, you know, I see, like, a twitch or a ripple as it tries back, but...
Do they reform on their own plane? Like, do they, like, never die? Kind of like, you know, demons
I don't think so. I know that demons, their essence is actually in the Abyss. Ah. I don't think that creatures native that travel physically over here.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, okay. Because, you know, like demons get summoned. It's, right, like, magical means. But, yeah, I don't know. Nonets actually don't. they don't, you know, they don't interdimensionally travel.
Sure.
They're natives to the maelstrom.
But he's kind of like poking the goo with his sword almost, and it's just kind of like, ugh. But because it seems like the only issue we have to resolve is the beast in the cage over there. I do wish to actually just free it.
Yeah.
And I would request assistance from probably most likely Kezra, if just turn me invisible, and for you all to stay back.
I think that is a good idea. It has suffered enough.
Yeah, he can do that. Okay. Maybe after a rest in case something awful happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I have very little spells.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. So you want to go take a 10 mini.
Yep.
Okay.
10 mini rest.
Pee break.
Just pee off the, side
yes,
of the...
Yes, yes, yes. We're definitely peeing off into the quarry, like...
Hey, it's yellowish mud. You wouldn't be able to tell anyway.
And is it? It's like filled with like arsenic.
Yes,
so
it's all arsenic in there.
Yep, there's a lot of arsenic.
I don't know how I feel about us trying to find anything else in there. I mean, wait, how far?
I'm not going down in that thing.
Right? Yeah, I mean,
this place is cursed to best.
Yeah, fuck this place.
Like, if this was in a modern time of just like shoving dynamite into the corners and just trying to collapse it at this point, like,
I mean. Yeah. Kezra will leave no stone unturned.
I know.
Dragging his ass down there. He will find shit.
All right, you want to go down there then, Kezra?
Well, I mean, is there some sort of like way we can prepare? Like, as soon as he steps down there, is he gonna get infected with the arsenic, like poison?
I went down there.
Yeah, he went down there.
Sifting around though. Make me a medicine check, or alchemy, depending on what you want.
And as we all know, Kezra is shirtless all the
19.
Time. So
19. You know that with the arsenic mud, you had to be like covered in it. That's why Benson digging through the mud affected him.
Yeah.
But unless you come in contact with the mud that touches the gold, which is tainted, you're fine.
Okay, so you could just like detect magic if there's anything like, you know.
Yeah, I'm just gonna tie off the rope. I'll make you invisible, so you can go do your thing. I'm going to tie off the rope, climb down, and do a bunch of detect magic down there.
Yeah.
Why don't you just walk down?
No. It's cinematic this way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
It's all the way over there, and if there's somehow more trouble, it'd be nice to have a rope.
Okay, that's true.
That's very true.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so you get down there. Go ahead and make me a perception check.
'Use my hero point.
Okay.
I got 3 better. So. No. 13. Oh. No. 15.
Oh. 15. All right, so you go down there and you're like, you know, looking around. It's mostly just mining tools, shovels, and, you know, there might be like a pick to break apart a rock or something like that. But you do see 3 little glimmers in the sleuthing pool there. So you go over and look, and just below the water, it looks like 3 nuggets that were missed by some of the cultists.
Ooh.
More nugs.
More nugs.
Sweet. But no detecting magic. It doesn't bring anything
nothing,
up here?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, that's expected.
Sorry.
Oh.
If you spend some more time looking, I'll just give you this one. You notice something further out on the pool that looks like a dead body. This appears to be a savage corpse of a Trirakah priest who maybe got a little too close to the nonets.
Yikes.
It looks as though the hand is clutching a... there's a ping on the prayer beads that are that is clutching to its chest.
Oh! Rip that shit off that corpse.
Right. These are...
If it's divine in nature, I have no idea. But I can go up and...
Oh, right.
Give it to old Addy.
It pinged magic, so...
It pinged magic.
Yeah. But if Addy, you want to do a check on it?
Oh, yeah.
Necklace of fireballs?
Don't let me down.
You wish.
If only.
I see that from here, Tim.
Hero point. You didn't use it. You didn't need it before.
Hero point. Dice the wire, please. Still give me
and then you tried to sleep tonight in a house.
Oh, my
gosh. Wow. You were not meant.
Not one.
You were not meant.
What do I think these are?
You look at them and
we're supposed to legit do these secrets.
Yeah, that's true. But you look at them and there's a bit of heat from it, and you go, "Wow, this might be a necklace of fireballs." Benson, if you would like to, you do have
a
religion
right.
that you could look at. Me.
Also, Kezra's like, "This is not a necklace of fireballs."
Oh
no, so no, Kezra, you're wrong. Check?
Yeah, I'll
I would know. I know religion.
It's a plus 12.
Plus 12.
This is divine fire.
17 on the die. Yeah. You know these to be holy prayer beads. You've probably seen these from the cloistered monks.
Yep.
Of Ayamadei. This strand of ordinary looking prayer beads glows with a soft light and becomes warm to the touch the first time you cast a divine spell while holding it. When you do, the prayer beads become attuned to your deity, changing their form and iconography to prominently incorporate your deity's religious symbol and iconography.
Okay.
The beads don't transform or function for an evil spellcaster. Good thing you're lawful neutral, Timbo.
Ooh.
Whenever you cast a divine spell from your own spell slots while holding the prayer beads, you recover one hit point. This is a positive healing effect.
Mm-hmm.
If the spell you cast was a healing spell, you can grant this additional healing to one of the spell's targets instead of yourself.
Huh. Plus one healing.
Yep.
Yeah. Every time you cast a spell.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Wow. It's actually really good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Activate, cast a spell effect. You either cast bless or heal each once per day.
It probably didn't work for the Trirakah priest.
No, they do heal. I mean, it's
evil.
Right.
Yeah, you said it was like evil, doesn't it?
So it's an extra casting of bless or level one heal per day, which is nice.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Is it level one heal?
Yeah.
I would assume it's level one heal.
I mean, it's a level five item.
Yeah, it's a level 5 item. Well, no, it just says whenever you cast a divine spell from your spell slots while holding prayer
beads. It has two effects. So the one effect is whenever you cast a divine spell, you can get one hit point either to myself or one of the targets of the spell. And it has an activate.
Oh,
once
yeah, that
per
part,
day,
yeah.
You can cast bless or heal.
Yep.
Oh, each once per
each
day.
Once
I can
per
cast
day.
Both.
Yep.
But yeah, it doesn't say what the spell level is. I mean, I just think it should be my level. Well, I mean, I guess why would they have greater holy beads?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, because it says, because for the greater holy beads, it's cast fourth level versions of Bless, Divine Wrath, Heal, and Neutralize Poison.
That's pretty... Yeah,
that's good.
But
free heal and plus one hit point.
I guess since it doesn't specify, maybe it would be just level one.
Probably, but...
Yeah.
It's still a good item.
It is, yeah.
You got it for free.
Yeah, it's like max 18 hit points.
Yeah.
Free.
Yep. Benson, you identify this and you laugh in the face of Adelar as he clearly doesn't know what this is.
The prayer beads.
Fucking idiot.
Prayer beads? Wait, do you mean not fireball casting magic item?
You've been a little too friendly with the whole fire thing lately.
Gotta lay off the fireballs.
And he just, Mode of Flame pierces his hand. He fans it out.
Why does it keep happening?
He accidentally throws it into the forest. Forest catches the fire. He's like, no, not again.
Not again.
God damn it.
Pulls out his wand of water, starts doing damage control.
His body is just covered with, like, the scars.
The entire forest is green and alive. Why is it burning?
That's true.
Yeah. So, you guys get that. Elkwood, you wanted to go up and let out the Mokale Membe?
Yeah. What he is going to prep, though, for that, because he knows for damn sure he... Just because it's, like, so pissed off
mm-hmm.
that it would probably take... Like, he's thinking, he's like, oh, okay, there's no way I'm just going to be like, oh, calm down.
Yeah.
I'm letting you go.
No, no. You're not going to pull a Chris Pratt and tame dinosaurs.
Stop, Blue. No, he is. He's going to, while invisible, like while Kezra is doing his thing, like he's going to make sure everyone's kind of ushered back out of sight.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and he's kind of just going to sneak up close, and because there's a lever, right?
There was a lever connected to a counterweight, so if you pull it, it'll unlock and open immediately.
Yeah, so what he's going to do is, for extra precaution, he's going... Was there, like, a strength check for that, too? Like, the pull?
No. So just interact.
Yeah, it's just a simple interact action.
Okay, so he wants to take a bit of rope that he had and tie it around the lever.
Okay.
And stand back a little further, and then... He's taking all precautions as hell, and he's just gonna yank it.
Okay. You yank it. As the door opens, the creature charges out, looking around, seeing that nothing is there. You're invisible, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So
that's why I wanted Kezra to turn me invisible.
Seeing that nothing is there, and it just goes, I guess I'm free?
Then Adelars has a mote of flame in his head.
It turns around, seeing that it's not pressured by anyone or any small creature with a particular fire staff. And it takes its anger out and swings its tail and kagoosh and crashes the cage that held it. And then it just stomps off into the end of the jungle.
Nice.
North towards Hazel.
That would be freaking hilarious.
Jake's just rolling seeker checks.
But at least I have my staff of... Oh, no.
Shit. Nope, just a walking stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he kind of feels better after doing that. And walks back and, you know, after giving it a couple minutes, like he's sitting, it stomps into the woods, a couple more minutes, and then just starts heading back.
Yep. I'm upset you didn't fight that creature because it's badass, but
I'm sorry. It's a dinosaur.
Make a nature check.
I will.
Please.
Of course, that's why I get a 15 on die. But it's only a 26.
26. Yeah, sure. Why not? Large reptilian predators found deep within Galarian's jungles. The Mwangi people view the Mokale Membe as embodiments of nature's strength and majesty, and they consider the sighting of this rare being a sign of favor from the gods and an omen of powerful natural forces.
Oh, shit.
So, there is, I mean, let's just go. HP 172.
Yo, he's a tanky boy.
It has a jaw attack with a reach of 15. Its tail is a reach of 20. it also had a foot attack with a reach of 10. It could trample. Gosh.
Yeah.
Of course it can.
The cool thing, though, is that it had a whip tail.
Hmm.
What this does, two action thing. The creature cracks its tail, creating a sonic boom in a 5-foot burst centered on a corner within its tail strike. Each creature in the burst area must succeed at a very high fortitude save. Other Mokale Membes are immune. Let's say you
nice.
Yeah, of course.
Like four of them at once. Yeah.
Yeah. If you critically succeed, unaffected completely.
Right.
Success, you are stunned 1.
Whoa.
Failure, you're stunned 2.
Oh.
Critical failure, you're stunned 3.
Oh.
So immediate. Immediate out of the turn.
That is so badass.
That's really cool.
So yeah, if this thing, what it does is it just opens up with just, whoop-bah!
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like half of you are like dazed and stunned. You're like, oh, God, I can't see anything.
I mean, it's like a comparison of like an iguana, like because iguanas can do that whip tail.
Yeah,
and it hurts it hurts so bad.
We're calling it dinosaur, but yeah, it's an uncommon neutral huge animal. It's not even a reptile.
Big old dino.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we pretty much turned this place over, so I say we.
Yeah.
You have completed.
Yep.
Chapter 3, I think, is what it is.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, you did it. You did it in a weird way because the book totally thinks you go a different way, but you guys just kept going east. It's funny.
Yeah.
But
we're speed running strat here.
Yeah.
we skipped a section that they expected us to go to?
Not necessarily. You guys just went east, and then, you know, I think the book assumes that you go east and then fight the Peller and then go back to Ackerville. You guys are like, whatever, and just kept walking.
Nah.
I'm tipping.
Nah. I'm sorry, we have for our survival checks could just be over 20, so easy.
Yeah.
Plead with the Gripplies or something to go back there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
We sent a message.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, and remember...
They were like, no, I don't wanna. And you're like, come on, man. We saved you guys.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, they're just like, will you help us? And they were like, no.
Well, then they were like, maybe.
Maybe. I don't want to. What do you guys want to do?
I think we should set up camp. I'm going to prepare a message for the next day
Sleep in the house again.
Yeah. In the house, yeah.
Yeah.
Good place, good accommodations.
Yeah, you won't have Charakon knocking on your door in the morning, so.
Next time someone knocks, it's a horror movie. Yeah. It's like a horror movie. It's like, we killed everyone. Knock, knock on the door.
Knock, knock.
What the hell was that?
Yeah. So, you guys just want to set up camp here?
Yeah.
You are unaffected in the night.
Oh, beautiful.
Nothing at all happens.
Sweet silence.
Yes, sweet silence. You don't hear Chirakaw just fucking fighting each other at night. You don't hear, you hardly hear creatures, too, because with the vrock that was here, there's no fauna around, yeah.
I remember the vrock.
Yeah.
Good times.
No,
it was not a great time.
Miserable fight.
That was a fight that I said, I feel like a vrock would have fun until he realized he was in danger.
Yeah.
So, you guys wake up the next morning, do your heels or whatever, and where you guys want to go.
Well,
you have the locations of the pillars.
That's true.
Yes.
You have the location of the Cinderclaw camp, the main one.
Yep.
That Hazel had said Balmazog did this ritual. And so you know that it is centered there.
Yes.
Do we want to just destroy that symbol, by the way?
And the ground? Oh, it's already spent.
Yeah, it's inert.
Oh, it's spent. I just wasn't sure if, like, since it's still there, no, that no one else can be...
That's where the rock came from.
Yeah, that no one else can be like, oh, I'll just use this template. No.
I think it would mostly just be... probably Benson would care if any of us do.
Yeah.
Maybe you care. I mean,
I'm not
trying to play your character.
I mean, I think the most you could get from it is because it wasn't like molten silver or something that was in the,
I know it's spent.
Oh, okay. I was just double checking, you know.
Kezra thinks it's cool. he's not into demons, but it looks cool.
Man, that's metal.
Could I summon a dragon with this?
A demon dragon?
So you have the location of the pillars.
All right.
You have the location of the Cinderclaw camp, and you have that part on your map that it looks like there's a big skull.
Oh, yeah, like a big skull.
Mm-hmm. One thing I should also say is that when Hazel left, she said that she had some of her kobold brothers and sisters that was working for her. But when things went down, you guys attacked. These guys were she pretty much inferred that these guys did not want to work there anymore.
Right, right.
And that's what made her give up. She was just like, I have my thorn scales.
Yeah.
Dahak has failed me. Dahak has failed me and my brother, and I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a tribe of thorn scales out there somewhere.
Yeah.
So the floor is yours.
Yeah. So with that in mind, during his preparations, I think Adalar finds a quiet time. He's prepared message, and he's going to send a little message to the UJ Elves, and it goes a little something.
Okay.
Like this.
Hello again. We have met with great success over here. We have found more pillars, taken a lot down, and we have found the location of the rest of them. I cannot really share that information through this, but rest assured that we are making great progress. We took out a quarry, which they used to get gold to fund their operations, and we came across a kobold named Hazel, part of the Thornscale tribe. We defeated her in combat, and she gave up, saying that a hawk had failed her. If you come across her, give her free passage. She is on her way to start a new life. And if you come across any thorn scales... Yeah, thorn scales?
Yes.
Yeah. If you come across any thornscale
kobolds.
Yeah. If you come across any thornscale kobolds, let them know that their leader has defected from Dahak and is searching for a better path. We wish you all well, and we will update you as soon as we can. Click.
Or it just turns into like, this message can only be 200 words.
This dream message will self-destruct.
If you wish to continue.
Wait, what?
Insert.
How do I get it out of my head?
Insert 2 silver into the Book of Abadar.
Yes. Find me. Where's the Book of Abadar? I hate those guys.
If you want to hear this message again, it'll cost you.
All right, so... And
everyone's healed, by the way. I don't know if everyone...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. In which case... Let me get to... Oh, yeah, those are on the map. Map layer. Let me bring you guys over to your hex map.
Yep. Yeah. And honestly, just the one thing probably before he would do is... Like, he would leave Hazel's hut.
Okay.
But he would probably ransack the other one. Like, just try to destroy... Like, he'll take, like, embers or something from the campfire and, like, throw them into the other lodging.
Oh, the barracks hut?
Yeah.
Funny enough, it says that it's been the wood has been tempered from the jungle so hard that it is almost impossible to burn it down.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay,
I'll read that part. I thought it was interesting because you guys were like, we could just, like, burn it down.
I know. I was thinking about that.
Okay,
I was like, burn it.
Yeah, go ahead. You can try. let me see. There's the camp, bunkhouse.
So on this hex map, we are at the purple... square pillar.
Yes, you're right. At the violet.
So we're adjacent to a river, which is like half a day's walk away. And it looks like there's another pillar on the other side.
We have 4 more of these fucking
pillars.
Yeah,
right. So there's a pillar across a river to our east from the mine. There is to our southwest 3 more pillars in... which are about a day away, 3 days away, and 4 days away. Mm. And those kind of go along the big main river on this map.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's stuff across the big river. What was the big square again? Is that like the camp?
The big square is the main center claw camp.
Main center claw camp.
That is where the person or the leader, quote, Belmazog, is there.
So that's like a 5-day trip south for us across the river.
Yeah. Four.
Four.
Sorry. No, it's only 2 days because it's one. It's one hex for half a day.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So 4-day trip down, or 2-day trip down.
Two-day
trip down. Oh, but we have to cross a giant ass river. We have no idea what that means. And then far, far to the southwest, there's a skull on the map, which looks very enticing.
Yep.
It's the farthest thing from us that we could possibly do. But it's a skull on a map.
Great. I'm thinking we would probably want to go after this orange-ish, yellow-orange one.
Yeah, the one to the east.
The right.
One directly east.
Yeah, just because otherwise we have to backtrack, and, you know, backtracking just kind of sucks.
I say we head east, and then we go southwest, hit the 3 pillars, and then go where the skull is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's basically, we're going to zigzag all the way across to the far east of the map, then all the way to the far southwest, and then all the way back to the east to get to the camp. And then it looks like there's even another pillar somewhere below the camp. Good lord, we're going to be traveling.
Yeah.
Traveling. But I think consensus is east for that for the orange pillar.
Yep.
Alrighty.
You guys get your hiking boots on because you're going to need a second pair with how much you're going to be walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if one of you guys was a mounted build?
Yeah. Could you imagine if any of us were wearing some big, heavy, sweaty full plate?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be horrible.
That would suck.
In the rainforest.
Well, you know, it's amazing, you know, magical items.
There's like fan systems built into it. Cool.
Yeah, like all those furries I saw at Otakon.
Can you prepare instant armor for Benson?
Oh yeah. That'd be cool.
A good one.
Well, is that a spell?
Yeah, there's a spell. Like, you cast it and you could just, like, as an activate, you can don your armor, like, magically.
Whoa.
Yeah, it just kind of comes on like Iron Man.
That'd be really useful.
No, I feel like since it's magical, I'm really not feeling much of it.
Sure. It's got built-in magic AC.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. East. Take us east there, GM.
You go east.
We go east.
Oh, jeez. Now, do we want to go to the bottom hex and then?
Oh yeah, it's only spell level two.
Oh yeah, do we? So if we go to the, if we go up, if we go like east north, there's like a river delta that we'd reach,
yeah.
like a fork in a river, or we could just go directly across the river if we went south, east. Yeah. I like the intrigue of the northeast one.
A little bit too. I do too.
I like more rivers. Rivers are fun.
Rivers are fun.
Rivers are fun.
Instant armor is only on self.
Oh man.
Good
war priest spell.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, huge war priest spell.
Or a wand.
Ooh.
Yep. Either way, I think that's good. Northeast.
Yes.
Hex.
I'm thinking that.
Do it.
All right, you guys head northeast. You pack all your stuff up. You put your doggy away, and you leave the mine forever. Well, maybe not forever.
Yes.
we found the deed. It's our mine.
real estate.
We're gonna go back to the EQJLs, and we're gonna move the portal that we came out of to the mine.
To the mine, yeah.
We're gonna be like, we're gonna take the sacred portal, and we're gonna move it here because we now have an enterprise.
We could take the sacred portal and push it somewhere else.
You need to talk to Kedavis about that. That's all I'm saying. Just talk to an ancient elven god and see what he says.
This is what we want from you.
I think it's like as soon as that would be proposed, like you would just see so many arrows trained on you.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. Okay. It was just a thought.
So while we're traveling, Adelar prepared a very special spell for today.
Okay.
He looks at Benson. He's like, if there's one thing this place has taught us, is that our lives are inexorably linked. And you see he takes a dagger and he pokes the palm of his hand. And he dabs some blood in his finger, and he writes a divine symbol on your forehead. It symbolizes life, and he has cast the spell Life Connection on you.
Sweet.
Life Connection,
very
if
nice.
It comes into play, it will come into play.
Okay. All right.
I could just. I will not look that spell up because I'm going to.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I most certainly will, so I can know how to counter it.
I don't know if it can be dispelled.
And Jake just goes, dispel magic.
Anything can be dispelled.
I guess so.
As
yeah.
long as you're strong enough spellcaster.
Yeah, it has a duration, so yes, it can be dispelled.
Okay. You guys are walking through the jungle east. It gets more swampy as you go east. While it was tightly knit roots that made up the ground, with a few paths here or there that may or may not have been made by the Iquijay or even the Gripplies, even made them mostly climb, but it's not that way here. It's extremely muddy. Some of it comes up to like a foot deep at a certain point, so you try to stay out of it.
Yep.
And it gets foggy here. And what I want you guys to imagine is that you guys just like camera stands still and you guys just start like walking into the fog and eventually you guys disappear. And I want to have a little flashback to the maelstrom. And we see two nonnets floating about in a sort of love dance.
I knew it.
Aww. One of them is played by Christopher Lee. Another one is played by Joan Rivers.
Of course.
Okay.
As they're floating about, just enjoying their time in the realm of chaos, they see what looks like a little split just floating in the middle. One of them goes up and goes, my dear, what is this? Strange thing comes up and, I don't know, dear. It's interesting. One played by Christopher Lee puts his hand in. He goes, look. It can open. And he opens it. He goes, shall we take a bit of a vacation, see what's on the other side? My dear, I will go anywhere with you. And they slip through, and they appear on the other side in the quarry, and you just see a bunch of Chavarka. They're just like, what the fuck? And I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, my.
You know, I was... Like, when you put them as people, I was going to be like, I'm glad they're dead. But I was like, Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee like that.